Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. Dell's professional services portfolio is evolving and expanding with the Dell Expert Network partnership in mind. These services include everything from the heavy lifting of a physical deployment to 24/7 security operation centers and even consulting and education services. Join the Dell Expert Network and leverage Dell's professional services portfolio to grow your business, expand your offerings, and spend your time where it's most valuable. To learn more, reach out to a services specialist today at sb.managed.services@dell.com.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Explaining the MSP channel. Or let me put that another way. What makes the MSP channel, or what makes the MSP a different channel partner than other channel partners? You get where I'm going. That's what we're going to talk about today. Because I've had a ton of questions lately, for the last several months, from companies, hardware companies, software companies, vendors who want to sell to or through. That's a very important distinction, selling to or through the MSP channel. And in my experience, I've been doing this type of work for 22 years now and worked with tons of companies, the biggest to the smallest, globally, many different cultures, sizes of company, but they all want or express an interest in the MSP. And in my opinion, many of them, when they start to work with us, have very different ideas about the MSP. What do I mean by that? Well, they have, first of all, they're uniform, right? Which is very curious to me. The way that a vendor, hardware, software, when I say vendor, I mean someone who's selling to the MSP, right? MSPs can be vendors to their customers, but in my terminology, I use a vendor. And when MSPs hear a vendor, they mean someone selling to the MSP. The way these companies approach the MSP market is really curious. And I'm a student of this because this is what I do. And it's curious because they have a consistency of how they view MSPs. They have a fairly, I would say somewhat narrow, some, not all, but some, maybe at least 50%, let's say, have a very narrow view of what the MSP is, meaning they attribute certain things, which we'll discuss shortly, to the MSP business model, which just aren't true. They may apply to other business models, but not to the MSP business model. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what are those distinctions, what makes an MSP unique, what makes them different from other channel companies, and how does that fit into the overall IT channel? And if you are a vendor, you know, you have a service, a software or hardware product that you want to sell to or through the MSPs, this is the podcast you want to listen to. So let's dive right in and get going. You have something, right? You have a software, hardware, service product, and you think it's really special. You think it's awesome. You spent a lot of time creating it. Your company has invested a lot in its creation. And you say, hey, I'd like to get this out to market. Well, the first challenge most companies get to at that stage of their development is, well, why don't we just go out and find a customer, right? Well, it's selling direct, right? Let's go find customers and sell directly to them. That's what we mean by selling direct. The vendor sells direct to the customer. very common, right? In retail, that's what a retailer does. A retailer sells direct to the customer. But the retailer doesn't always make their own product. Sometimes they have products from other manufacturers that they will sell on behalf of that manufacturer, and they end up being a reseller of sorts. But if you're a manufacturer yourself and you've made this thing, whatever that thing is, and you sell direct, one of the first challenges you'll come to realize is there's a lot more people out there than you can touch by yourself. Like, it's just practically, not every company is like Apple, right? Apple is, or a Microsoft, and even Microsoft has channel programs, and even Apple has channel programs. But companies like those have a very robust direct sales relationship with their customers. Most of the IT channel vendor community do not have the luxury of being an Apple or a Microsoft. They may have select direct customer relationships, but it tends to be very, very specific. It almost always tends to be either, you know, at a certain size, meaning they will take on large enterprise, very specialized maybe, or shall we say valued customers that the vendor slash manufacturer wants to keep for themselves, right? So it makes sense. But they still have an itch that needs scratching. And that itch is getting the product, that thing, whatever it is, out to a broader market. And in the information technology IT channel, that itch is resolved almost exclusively through the IT channel, meaning you get a partner who will take your product and exponentially push it out, market it, sell it, support it, whatever, to their customers. And then so for the vendor manufacturer, they have a great model, right? Because they've got both their direct, if they do direct, customer relationships, and then they have this partner who has their own customers, and the partner is giving the vendor's product and selling it to those customers that the vendor would never otherwise have met before. And so the vendor says, this is brilliant. I love it. Why don't we make this channel program even bigger? Why settle for one channel partner when we could have hundreds? And so you see, right, the math, the numbers are churning in their heads, and they say, wow, this is the greatest thing. This is awesome. Let's go do this. Let's build a channel program. Let's build an IT channel program. And so they start doing their research, and they go out to the web, and they look around, and they start noticing that channel, IT channel programs, they have resellers, they have value-added resellers, they have distributors, they have aggregators, they have system integrators, they have strategic solution partners and providers, and they have so many different types of channel company. And then they see this curiosity called an MSP. And they say, why is today, they would say this 20 years ago, they wouldn't necessarily say this, but today they would definitely say this and are saying this. Why, when I look for IT channel programs, why is it that I am seeing more talked about around MSP than I am on these other channel types of companies? And then they really start to dig into it, and they say, well, the MSP must be what the IT channel companies are all calling themselves, which is a true statement. But here's where they make their first mistake, typically. where they will say, it seems like the IT channel is predominantly made up of MSPs, which is also true. It's a true statement. It has been for a while now. The MSP must be like what all other channel partner programs used to be like. And that's the first mistake. That's a very big mistake. And if they don't correct that mistake, the vendor, manufacturer in our scenario here, will begin to compound mistakes through incorrect assumptions and invest resources, time, money, resources into a channel program that is misaligned to what is reality, and it will produce not only a negative, not only will it not produce the result that they were hoping for, but it will potentially backfire and create a whole host of other problems that the channel vendor / manufacturer never even thought about. And nor do they want ever. Like they only typically look at channel programs as only positive things to be fueled. And as soon as I fuel it, fund it, it will produce amazing results. And in my experience, when companies come to us and they say, what's going on? We seem to be misfiring. We seem to be having MSPs that aren't doing what we hoped that they would do. And they're behaving very differently than the other channel partners that we have in our channel partner program. And why is this? Why do they behave so differently? I thought they were all the same. Well, that's the IT channel in a nutshell. The IT channel is an incredibly diverse, robust community. It's a bazaar, right? It's an open air market where anything and everything goes. Now, it is absolutely true that and has been at least since the mid to late 2000s that the global IT channel is dominated by MSPs, meaning that the majority of participants in the IT channel global program are actual MSPs or self describe themselves as MSPs. And hence why you have these vendors and manufacturers who spend so much time trying to create MSP channel programs, because typically they have spent enough time to realize that the MSPs that they're talking to don't have the same needs as the other channel partners. They don't have the same needs. They don't respond to the same types of incentives. They don't want to buy in the same way from the vendor manufacturer. They don't want to license the product in the same way. They treat their customers differently, very differently than the reseller partner does. These things rapidly emerge to the vendor to their sometimes horror, to their surprise. And then the smart ones realize, I am dealing with something called an MSP that is radically different than all these other channel partners that I'm working with. Radically different. Why is that? Why are they so different? They're channel partners, aren't they? They have customers just like the resellers, don't they? And that's where the confusion gets in. And I don't have enough time to go over all of this because this is a huge topic. It's an important topic. But I'll cover some of the highlights. You know, what makes an MSP different than the other channel partner programs? So much. I mean, I wrote a book about it. So I don't have time to recount all of that. But some of the highlights would definitely include the MSPs are not resellers. The MSPs don't wake up in the morning and say, how much product can I resell today? Like, that is not what motivates the average MSP. The average MSP says, I want to wake up today and I want to help my customers not get attacked, not get their data stolen or compromised. I want their IT assets and resources up and running, functional, running smoothly, protected, online. That those are the things that really motivate the MSP. And those are very, very different motivators than a VAR or a system integrator who, no less noble, but the reseller or the integrator says, you know what, I have a customer who says, I need a server today, or I need 100 laptops today, or I need someone to install and stand up that server, or I need someone to deploy those 100 laptops, right? Those are things that motivate the reseller or the integrator. But after that is done, that's where the MSP comes in, because the customer almost never says, oh, great, I'll just leave that server or those 100 laptops alone. They almost always say, well, that was actually the easy part. Now the hard part is managing all that stuff, and I don't want to do it. I don't have time to do it. I don't even have the people to do it if I wanted to do it myself. And that's where they come in contact with the MSP and have the MSP do all that. And so those are very, very different relationships between the provider and the customer. And that's why the MSP stands far apart from the other types of more transactional channel companies out there. And if you are a vendor manufacturer trying to sell to the MSPs, you had better understand that distinction. And it's not the only distinction, but it's a huge one. And you know, it's from there, if you didn't understand what I just said, then you would also not understand the fact that the MSPs don't want to just take your product and force it onto all of their installed managed services customers. They're going to try it out. They're going to do it piecemeal. They're going to distribute it a little bit at a time. They're not resellers, remember. They're taking your, I use this example a lot. They're not in the flour resale business. They're bakers. The MSPs are bakers. The VAR, the reseller, they're a flour or a baking distribution company. The MSP is the baker. The MSP takes the flour, buys the flour, puts the flour into a recipe with other ingredients and bakes a cake or pie or whatever you want to call it. And the customer says to the MSP, I would love to buy a cake or a pie or a biscuit or a whatever. They don't go to the MSP to say, I would like to buy a sack of flour from you. No. For that, they go to the VAR. We'll call that a grocery store or a food wholesaler. Now, that example typically sparks a light for most people when they say, oh, that makes sense. That explains everything about how the MSP ingests technology from multiple different vendors, multiple different places, to create something that is uniquely that MSP's, uniquely of that MSP organization. That is one of many reasons that makes an MSP fundamentally different from a reseller. And if you don't understand that simple but at the same time complex business model distinction, and if you think that the MSP is going to behave like all the other channel resellers that you work with, you are going to have a a negative experience and outcome from your MSP channel efforts. You will likely waste a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of resources, and dare I say it, goodwill. It will not have a positive impact on your channel program or on your company's brand potentially, because MSPs talk. And if we're talking about MSP channel best practices, again, I covered a lot of this in The Art of Managed Services and in the second edition that hopefully will be out this year. The channel best practices has to include acknowledgement that the MSP is different, is fundamentally different from other channel partners. Because what an MSP is an expert in is all the things I've been just talking about, MSPs already know, right? MSPs know this. It's in their DNA. And they don't talk about it because this is one of the tricks, I think it's a trick that the MSP uses, is when they are approached by vendors, and MSPs get bombarded every day with calls and emails and texts and invitations and all types of things to say, you know, hey, spend 5 minutes of your time with me so I could show you what my technology. All right. That's part of the day in the life of an MSP. And MSPs have very, very little patience to weed out vendors who aren't knowledgeable about the MSP business model. So what they typically do is they go to a website and they will start to poke around the website. And within a few minutes, if they don't have an immediate comfort that this vendor has MSP knowledge, they'll likely move on. Now, I know some of you may be saying, well, my gosh, our technology is so darn good. Why would it any? No MSP is ever going to turn us away. No. We are the best at what we do. MSPs would want us. MSPs can't afford not to work with us. That's hubris. That's a mistake. That's a mistake right there. And I've seen that and I've heard that from vendors who say, I've got great technology. The technology sells itself. No, it doesn't. It gets you so far, but it doesn't get you all the way. It doesn't get you over the finish line in terms of wrapping up that deal, that relationship with the MSP. What the MSP wants to know is, yeah, they assume your technology works. Separate from the technology is, how are they going to interact with you as a company? And this gets to the MSP channel best practices. Your licensing. How do you license differently than how you would license as a reseller? Because they are different, right? Going back to that baking analogy, right? The MSP doesn't want to just resell flour. They want to integrate the flour into their baked goods. That means that they're going to buy it differently. They're going to buy it very differently. It also flows to the types of contracts that you have, the licensing agreements, end user license agreements, EULAs versus service provider license agreements or SPLAs. Incredibly important. I can't tell you how many vendors I come across who have you know, kind of very old reseller agreements that are transactional in nature and by design that do not contemplate the new modern method of managed service provider relationships with their customers. Which brings me to another important topic, which is the role of the customer in all of this, which I see a lot of vendors who believe that the end user belongs to them. And in a managed services relationship, if you are a vendor, with the possible exception of Microsoft and Cisco and Apple and Dell and maybe some of those larger ones, HP, and even that, there are big exceptions. They have brand awareness with the customer, but they don't own the customer in most cases. Yeah, I know. I mean, even Cisco and even Dell and even Microsoft, they don't own the customer experience. The partner does. The MSP, to be precise, owns that relationship. And if you are not any of those named vendors, you must understand that if the big vendors like those can't own the customer relationship, you certainly don't. You won't. And you must understand and respect the position of the MSP and the proximity of their relationship to their customers. And they're going to safeguard that customer, maybe similar to how a doctor safeguards their patients. And maybe it's like those pharmaceutical reps who want to get 5 minutes time with the doctor to say, hey, I have this new drug that I'd love you to try. And the doctor says, you know what? Why don't you sit here? I'll read your pamphlet. I'll read your materials, but I have to tend to my patients. But they don't let the pharmaceutical representative talk to their patients, right? And there's many other examples of that type of a relationship where the professional safeguards, respects, and values the customer relationship. And the vendors that want access to that customer, just like they want the same level of access with their direct customers, it's not the same thing. It won't ever be the same thing with an MSP, channel partner program. Not even close. So don't even try it. And the sooner you recognize that, the sooner you can recognize what, in my opinion, is the unspoken need, why these vendors are seeking out MSPs in the first place, and why the MSP is, in my opinion, the most singularly valuable IT channel company type that you could ever want. And that is, the MSP has a customer proximity and relationship that is unlike any other channel company out there. Different from the distributors, different from the resellers, different from the integrators. Very different from all of those. Very, very different. And that's why vendors want in. But if you're going to get in, and if you're going to have a successful MSP program, you had better acknowledge those distinctions, those characteristics that make the MSP different, adjust your own channel program accordingly, or you will be in the position of being viewed by the MSP channel at large as being someone who is wholly unaware of what being in the MSP business is, and you'll get a reputation for it. MSPs will start to talk and say, yeah, they got great technology. I can't use it. It's not multi-tenant. They don't license in an MSP-friendly way. Their contracts don't even recognize what we do as managed services, so we can't use them. Those are the things you don't want being said about your MSP channel program. But having said that, if you respect the MSP, if you acknowledge their unique characteristics from other channel programs, if you have an adjusted pricing, licensing, marketing methodology, and many other things. There's technical things. I mentioned multi-tenancy is one of the obvious ones, but it's about integration. It's about how you snap onto or integrate with other technologies that the MSPs use. There's so many other minute characteristics and details that you would need to gain a mastery of over time. Once you do that, you will find a very, very powerful program within your MSP channel program. And they can be very powerful and amazing things to behold when they're working right. When they don't work right, it's a mess, and it's costly, and it's not pleasant to witness or to maintain for anybody. But when they work really well. And it's very, very powerful to witness. So that's my encouragement. If you are thinking about have channel program that you want to work with MSPs, you are already working with MSPs, take those things to mind and really think about them and try to integrate them, you know, as quickly as possible. You will thank me for it later. Your partners will thank you for it. Your company will see an amazing difference pretty quickly. Those are my thoughts. Hope you enjoyed the discussion. If you have any comments, send me a note, mspzone@mspalliance.com. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.